the memory of it, but it's over, and now I'm into a new chapter.
And early stage studies are stirring hope as one-time infusions of supercharged immune cells can help a remarkable number of patients with things like leukemia. More from townhall.com.
Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. The catch of a lifetime. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Fish On. Swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. 23 winners drawn for free slot play or fuel. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Thursday, June 29th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you want to join us, you can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And it's Tuesday, and this is not Carl and Linda. This is Trish Clark. And no, it's not Thursday. So if you're all confused, like you've lost 2 or 3 days, you're okay. I'm just doing some shows, filling in for Carl and Linda while they're having a great vacation. Good morning, Bob Belongi.
And good morning. If Carl happens to check the news, he's going to be going,
I know. Yeah, he needs to be checking with me about tomorrow's schedule. I'm sure we'll be hearing from him. Gosh, it's 59 degrees in downtown Redding today as we speak. We're looking for only 85 degrees today and a low of 57. Tomorrow, 90, a low of 61. Thursday, 92, and a low of 51. By Saturday, some reports are saying 106, 102, and certainly by Sunday, 106. So we're rapidly approaching right up into those triple-digit temperatures, and it's going to be true summer in Shasta County. And they don't have to do that for me. I'm kind of happy with these 70s and 80s, but that's something we can't really control, can we? The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, the news is kind of bristling here where we've got a few things going on that I think we're going to be talking a little more about in the second hour. Our guest at 8 o'clock is Doug Wright. And he seems to have some inside information about the local police chief that we'll be talking about.
Yeah, I think this is something that residents should be able to call in on and voice an opinion. This is a very abrupt thing, although there's been rumblings for days now. In fact, Paletti said he was sort of, checking his options, yeah.
Absolutely. So there must be
something was in the wind.
Politics in small town politics, that can get real interesting. A recall effort going, a chief of police being fired, a new city manager, all kinds of things. Yeah, I between you and I, Bob, and I, as you know, I'm not a citizen of Redding.
Yeah.
So I don't vote in Redding. And while I pay attention to what's going on, I don't pay as close attention to it as I do in the city of Anderson.
But when you park on our streets here, you have sort of a vested interest in the quality of law enforcement that is at hand.
Absolutely. And we all spend a great deal of time in the city of Redding. I kind of have been querying this whole recall effort in my mind, because I don't question why the citizens are upset. And as I've said before, this is a republic form of government. If you have issues with your city manager and your police chief and all of those people, you kind of have to lay that at the feet of the city council. Those are the people that you have direct control over and you're electing. So if you don't like the way your city government's being run, that's a good place to start. I would question the choice of who they decided to pick to recall.
I can sum that up in one word: McConnell Foundation. Two words. Both those folks have strong ties to the McConnell Foundation. And for whatever reason that I have not totally fathomed out, there is a sentiment among members of the community that if you might as well include the word Satan when you say McConnell Foundation among some circles in this town. And just an anger. And I don't know where that resentment comes from, because I'm not plugged into that particular group of people.
I can certainly look back in history and see some places where there was a considerable amount of influence placed in a lot of different areas. Yeah. And I think there's the Bethel crowd who have a absolute fear of anything connected to Bethel.
Yeah.
Certainly that McConnell crowd, as you indicate, where they figure that they're controlling a good portion of this community, and so I can identify. I hadn't really thought of that connection with it.
But both those individuals have strong ties to the foundation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. And now, if I was to go and choose it, I would have made a different choice just based on disappointment, based on expectation when you elect someone.
Mm-hmm.
This will probably cause a lot of stirrings, and I like Brent a lot, but talk about an expectation that was not fulfilled. When we elected Brent Weaver, I think we thought we were getting a real strong businessman, breath of fresh air, going to make some major changes. And I always refer back to it, but when he sat on the podium, like the first or second meeting, and decided to give the citizens of Reading a time out because they were misbehaving, and we refused to move that open time up to the beginning of the meeting, and they've never revisited that. I think that is a symbol of how much disregard they seem to have for the citizens and their opinion.
I remember when it was first done, because I was a reporter back around 2001, right in that, when a lot of this stuff was happening. And at that time, the comments were at the end of the meeting, and somebody said, boo. This was in the Dave McGeorge, Pat Kite, Dick Dickerson era. Mm. Of the city council, a few other Pohlmeyer in that crowd, and Ken Murray,
mm-hmm.
And it was decided that because some of these meetings just went into marathon sessions, and people were just falling asleep, and it was decided, well, let's get we can't act on these things, but let's move the comment period to the front. So that is actually a relatively, in terms of the history of Reading City Council, a relatively recent development, but people got very used to it.
And quite frankly, Bob, other agencies always have it at the beginning.
Yeah.
So that was an anomaly.
Does Anderson have it as an opener?
They always have it as an opener. Every place I've ever served, it's all open comment period. And it's because it's the opportunity for the citizens to speak on anything that is not listed on the agenda. I think citizens are unaware that they have the right to speak on any item on that agenda.
Yeah.
That's never put out there, but if you read the preamble that was written on the
card,
board,
yep.
It says, the open period time is an opportunity for the citizens to speak on anything that is not listed on the agenda. We can't take any action. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
But. Comments from the chat room from people who are too shy to pick up the telephone include, they're being recalled because they ran on public safety platforms but have done nothing to follow through. Brent at least tried. I would agree with that. But they completely say that had nothing to do with Bethel or McConnell. I think that is at least a factor in the equation.
Yeah, interesting. Like I said, I didn't see that one coming. I know that they've been talking about it, but I have to. And my, please don't assume that I have anything against Brent Weaver, because I don't. I don't know him well. I like him.
More.
I just expected more. I expected that he would really be one to keep in touch with the public and take their concerns to heart. So I've watched things and been quite surprised by some of the decisions he's made. Again, I'm just glad I live in the city of Anderson, and I'm liking that a lot. Let's take a break here if you want to do a pay a bill, or what do we want to do, Bob?
Well, I got to look at my little blue book here.
Decide what kind of a live read to do.
And well, then Carl left me all these live reads, which I get to say in my dulcet tones here. We're going to tell you right now, it's 7:15 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program is brought to you by your good friend Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, the in-home health care service that is more like an extended family when your family can't be there. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customizing home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable situation, solution, I should say, that keeps your loved one with their happiest at home. KCNR 1460, 716. We'll be back.
Tickets are on sale now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's a blue jean kind of night with three nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation, and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If it's happening, we're hopefully talking about it here. You can join our conversation by calling 605-4567. excuse me, or join into the chat room at KCNR1460.com.
And the chat room is an important thing, and we will reference it when possible, but the priority is the on-air communication.
Absolutely, because, and I, yes, I want you people again to know, I don't follow the chat room, so if there is things happening in there, but if you've got a question, I love the conversation on the phone, so if you want to talk about something or bring something up, please give us a call at 605-4567. We want to, right now, send out a happy birthday to a veteran out at the veterans home. She was the first female veteran to move into the veterans home here in Reading. She's a World War II veteran, Georgine Benton. She is turning 100, and they are having a celebration for her today at 1:30 out at the veterans home on Knighton Road. She's turning 100. They're having a celebration with live music and food and beverage provisions. And what a great opportunity to stop by and wish Georgine her wonderful happy birthday. She was the first female resident to move into the home out there. You know, there's some great opportunities going on down there. I know the Elks Club here in Reading does a lot of things the veterans out at the home. And Ralph, we're involved in so many things. And those people out there are having such a great thing we were able to accomplish here in Shasta County. Enjoy it very much.
Yeah.
So anyway, happy birthday, Georgine. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Georgine Benton. So we have just a couple of minutes, George.
Yeah.
Comey, is that the wildest? I mean, one development to the next. I just go round and round.
First thing in the morning, my radio comes on and I listen to BBC and then it goes to NPR. And why do you listen to that? Well, I want to know what the other guys are thinking.
But it's pretty scary at this point.
However, the Russia investigation, it's like a monkey banging on a pot with a wooden spoon out of these guys now.
Everything, I don't care what you bring up, but it just twists right around. I think that I've been really interested in Comey. I have a thing about people that sometimes they just kind of make the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And that guy always has kind of bothered me. So early on, I kind of looked at, who is this guy? I mean, where are his connections? He seems like a really kind of conservative, nice guy. He has some really strange connections into an awful lot of things that smell and smack of Democrats. Mm-hmm. He has a whole lot of relatives and a whole lot of connections in areas that slink right in with Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and on and on and on and on. I mean, he has major direct financial connections to Hillary Clinton and their investments and all of those things. And I knew that all the time we were going through this. Hillary didn't do it. Needs to be locked up, but we don't think we can prosecute her. And on and on and on and on and on.
Remember when the mantra was Koch brothers, Koch brothers, Koch brothers, Koch brothers. And they beat that pot with a wooden spoon.
I know. Well, I just, I'm just listening and interested. Again, I will say to you, as far as I'm concerned, I know there are the people who wish that President Trump would stop tweeting and that he's doing himself irreparable harm and all of that. I don't fall into that category, and let me tell you why. Because he's different than.
Yeah.
You're not going to put him in a mold that's going to fit what any other presidential person would do. And that's a good thing.
People were tired of the same old paint being applied with a different brush.
Exactly. So he's doing that. Sometimes I clinch just a bit with some of the things he says. But then as they play through, he's dumb like a fox. He just kind of puts stuff out there and gets the conversation going in the direction he wants. And let's face it, the only factual stuff that you know came out of his mouth is coming out of Twitter, unless you heard him say it, and it's unedited, because what you're getting out of the media, out of even Fox, is their interpretation of what they want you to think of what he said.
Yeah.
And we've witnessed that repeatedly, so I continue to say that I listen to get most of my news from the Spicer or the gal, can't think of her name, that gives the press releases from the White House, and I get the notice on my phone whenever possible. I listen to those because that's factual stuff that they actually did.
Yep.
And Rush Limbaugh, I got to say, I mean, because he hasn't lied to me yet, and he seems to say it like it is, whether it's in favor of or against. But the rest of the news, you can't believe it, and you cannot possibly get through an article in the Record Searchlight and believe anything that you hear, because the first word out of their mouth will be a false statement.
So let me throw this out. The double standard is becoming ever more astounding. Oh. I mean, we have Maxine Waters making the noises that she makes, and I'll just leave that right there. But imagine if a Shakespeare in the Park group had brought out a black man as Caesar and stabbed him to death. Can you imagine? The hue and cry.
They'd
and
all be
calls,
in jail.
Yeah, for calls for jail time.
But that's exactly right. And the things. Everybody's wanting you to feel sorry for that female comedian who did the whole headshot with the beheading of Trump. Yeah. Excuse me? Those kinds of things would never have ever have happened. And yet, you know, they continue to draw. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, how in the name of goodness can she possibly make a decision on that bench about anything that has to do with President Trump? Mm-hmm. After the horrible things, judges don't do that. Judges by nature, I mean, I dealt with the bench here in Shasta County for years. You couldn't get them to tell you the time of day on the record because they never, ever want to be judged as having preconceived or made a previous decision about anything they might be having to judge.
That's okay.
Ginsburg
did gender reassignment on what's-his-name as one of the women of the Senate. I forget who that was.
But the things that she said and continues to say about President Trump, and now the decision before the Supreme Court is going to be based upon what he said as a candidate, not the structure of the law that he's trying to pass. And so how she can take a position on that, having said that things that she did during the election, is just beyond my imagination. But you know what? She's not going to recuse herself. She's going to go ahead and unfortunately, I don't know that anybody...
The Democrats will keep her there until they have to wheel her in on a dolly.
I think she's on life support now.
It'll be interesting to see. The signs are certainly in place that Kennedy is going to call it a day on the Supreme Court, because he realizes that the bag that holds the marbles is starting to fray a little bit.
Exactly,
know?
And that's a good thing. And I'll tell you, boy, there was a list.
You want to talk about a fight, though? Woo.
Oh well, you know what? It doesn't matter because we can do it. We've got the votes. We can do it exactly the same way we did with Gorsuch. People don't realize how important this election was from that judicial standpoint. And I'm not talking just about the Supreme Court. He just nominated 10 or 11 excellent conservative judges across the United States in different appellate courts. Over time, he has an opportunity to really change the face of the judicial system. There's even an opportunity within a 4-year and possibly an 8-year term, that he could straighten out the Ninth Circus. And that would be fantastic because...
Ninth Circus.
Well, yes. Absolutely. They're shopping as we speak now, looking for places to file lawsuits, and they go always to the Ninth Circuit Court because they know they're going to get a very liberal ruling. It's just a given, a matter of fact. So if he could make some replacements in those courts across the United States, that can make a big difference in how our country looks.
Brian Daly was on last week, speaking of things of the West Coast, and he made an interesting observation that the legislature, our beloved California legislature, is top-heavy now with community activists who have never really held a job beyond a volunteer position, and almost none of them, I think he said 10% of the legislature has ever written a paycheck to someone.
Yeah.
And that's not how a state grows an economy,
by a bunch of people who don't have the first clue about how a business environment has to operate. Because like it or lump it, boys and girls, if you don't have business, you don't have taxes, you don't have all the money to spend on your nonsense.
Well, there you go. And the reality is, Bob, when right after Brian was elected, I served with Brian as county supervisor, and we served on Rural Counties Association and CSAC and several committees and Area Agency on Aging, a lot of different committees. And right after Brian was elected, I had a conversation with him one night, and he said it was the most frustrating experience he'd ever had, because as he sat in these committee meetings and with these people who had been elected, his peers now, and he would talk about things like Prop 172 or Prop 13 or those things that we all kind of know by rote.
Deer in the headlights.
And no, that's how we got where we are, and that's where the money flows from. And he said he would throw those terms out, and they were all like deer, you know, they're yeah. deer with the headlights
yeah.
thing. They didn't have a clue. They didn't know what Prop 13 even was.
Lean over and ask the aide. He want to look that up.
Absolutely.
Want to wiki that for me?
He said, so here they were trying to make decisions about how they were spending money and where they were going to get it, and they didn't have any idea of the history of the state or how we got where we were, what those monies. That accounts for why we use mental health money or road money and why our roads are bad. But a lot of that road money goes into our mental health funds. There's no nexus to where the money comes from and how it's spent in the state of California.
The fire tax that has yet to actually do anything and yet is rolling millions into the state coffers.
It absolutely is. And I'll just make one final point is we talk about term limits. I'm here to tell you that that's what you get when you get term limits, because there is no institutional memory left in the state of California.
And with that, at 7:31, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents. Take a basic CCW course. Do that before the legislature outlaws it. Register online at readyccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822, 60 degrees in Reading. Free Fire Radio returns after this.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mm-hmm. Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed. Semper Fi.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 1460, 735, and I'm feeling pretty good today because for the first time in 2 weeks, I got back to Wellgate Sports Club because I did my back a couple of weeks ago on Memorial Day weekend, so I took it easy, and I was missing the place at 1740 Eureka Way, a full-service sports club. Talked to Rich Novelli yesterday. He was like, who are you? Well, they have a great personal training program with Kathleen Kellen called Aqua Personal Training. My wife Brenda loves it in that unique saltwater pool facility that's only available at Wellgate Sports Club. Go check them out. Experience exceptional everyday Wellgate Sports Club. They believe self-care is the best health care.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. I'm joined in the studio now with a good friend, Kirby Spencer, who is the manager of the Shasta District Fair.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we've got a fair coming up in the South County.
We do.
A blue jean kind of night.
Yep. June 21st to the 24th.
Wow. Wow. Just in time for the summer heat.
That's right.
Kirby, don't take this wrong because you have shown yourself to be extremely capable, but if I was running a bar and you walked up, I'd ask for an ID. But you have proven yourself to be really capable of this job, so kudos.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So tell us, what do we got to look forward to?
Well, this year we have some exciting changes. The biggest one I'd like to announce is we have another promotion on Wednesday, which is opening day. So not only is it Kids Day, 12 and under are free, it's also Dollar Day for anybody 13 and above.
Wow.
Yeah. So $1 to get into the fair that day.
So you're going to just brave that 100 or 107 degree opening day weather and come out because that's the day to do it.
That's right.
And so you've got K-Shasta, Waterworks Park, and Power 94 are presenting the Dollar Day, Kids Day at Wednesday, June 21st.
Yeah.
That is marvelous.
And then Wednesday in the PG&E stage, which used to be our grandstands. However, we moved our main entertainment from the grandstands and included it into the fair. So it's now on the Igo Schoolhouse lawn. So it's
okay.
Going to be a more intimate, more inviting area. So we have Jackson Mickelson joining us on Wednesday night.
Wow. So a lot of changes over at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, good changes.
Absolutely.
And then on Thursday, it's Senior Day. 62 and older are free. So come on out and enjoy the fair.
But we just got a terrible look by Bob. I don't think he quite makes the cut there.
I do.
Oh.
I do make the cut. That's the problem.
That's funny.
That's funny.
And then Thursday at the PG&E stage, we have Buck Ford, who was on The Voice several years ago. He's coming out to do a George Strait tribute band, so we're excited to have him. And then Friday is our Cattleman's Day, and we actually have a headliner this year. We haven't had a headliner in several years, and it's a country duo called Love and Theft. So we're excited to have them. And then Saturday is our big day. It's our junior livestock auction, where the 4-H and FFA kids get to prove their stuff and see how many per pound they can get from their animals that they've raised the last few months. And last year, we hit a record year. We hit $1 million sale on about 420 animals. And this year, we have 489 animals.
Wow.
Okay. Huge increase.
And you know, for a lot of us, I mean, the entertainment and all of that, but the fair is about the animals and the produce and the baked goods and the art. And I love the buildings. And if you're, that's what the fair is all about.
Absolutely. If we go back to the history, that's what started the fairs.
Sure.
Yep.
And I still got to take my time and get through every one of those barns and every one of it. I have two grandsons. And when they were little, we have one that wanted to go through every barn.
Uh-huh.
The other one would, we'd kind of, my husband and I would split them up because, the oldest one was, his kind of attitude is, well, you've been through one barn, you've been through them all.
Right.
You know, he just wasn't into it. But Gavin, even as a little guy, when we started taking him to the fair, he always had to go through every barn and check everyone. Interestingly enough, he now is very involved in animals. He's just turned 15. He rides cutting competition with his horse and raises goats and really involved in the whole thing.
Aww.
So Logan couldn't care less.
Total opposites, right?
Total opposites, exactly. So that's fun.
That's good.
Yeah, so lots to do. While you're out there, I always think that the shows are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Miss Shasta County Scholarship Program?
Yeah, we're bringing that back this year. We have a Miss Shasta County Scholarship Program. So we have young girls entered, and they have a chance to win $1,000. So they get judged and do the main competition prior to fair. But then on opening day, the winner gets crowned during the fair.
Okay, and that's wonderful. So you get to meet all the girls, uh-huh. and then the actual program is the crowning and what
yes.
have you.
And that's
on Wednesday, the opening day.
That's correct. And then to follow that, we actually have a Little Miss Shasta County. So the littler kids get to participate also, and that is Saturday. So if anybody is interested in that, just go ahead and call the fairgrounds, and we'll help you get the application and get you set up for that.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see that come back, because I think that was a – I don't know. Sometimes we get so politically correct with some of these things that we cut off our nose to spite our face.
Exactly.
And I think that was a fun thing that the young girls enjoyed getting involved with. And I'm glad to see it's back again.
Yeah.
Good, great. So I'm just kind of going through, we've got this great list here, going through it, reading the highlights. So we're talking next week, get this on your calendar. You've got to be there, especially Wednesday. My goodness. You can get in the opening day when everything is fresh and all the exhibits are beautiful and pristine and go in for a dollar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't beat that.
No, I think that's great. And stay all day long because there's a show at 8:00 on the PG&E stage and, you know, I always laugh because you talk about headliners. And over the years, we've got such great local talent, number one, that any one of them can step on the stage. I can name a half a dozen of them that can give you a performance right out of Nashville.
Yep.
And yet all of the entertainments you get, we rarely have somebody that isn't up to standards and you don't just walk away feeling good about having seen a live production.
That's true. And you know, to talk about the local bands, we have two stages that we put local bands on throughout the entire day of the fair. So, if you know local bands, most likely they're playing at the fair. So come out and listen to them.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for them. They play in the, there's all, as you walk and you can get a little something to, that's the other thing about fair. I mean, you gotta have all of the food. That's when you ignore your diet and all of the things you know you're supposed to eat and not eat. And you gotta do the corn dog and you gotta do the curly fries and all of those sandwiches and stuff that all of the nutritionists tell you not to do. But
yes.
It's fair.
I put myself on a one day per treat, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you'd have to.
Yeah.
I'd be awful. You have to walk around and walk a bit because the smells as soon as you come into the place.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I can't get myself around is the cotton candy. That's pure sugar, and
yes.
I just can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do it either. But my nieces, they're all about it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. A mouthful of sweet air.
Yep.
But it's like almost sticky. It makes my teeth hurt. Think about it. So, okay, well, let's move on down. Okay, so we're doing the senior day, and that's an opportunity for a lot of the seniors to get out, and there's some special provisions being made to help them around.
Yep.
When was the senior luncheon?
That is this coming Friday.
Okay.
Yes, the Pioneer Luncheon.
The Pioneer Luncheon.
Yes.
And that's for everyone 50 and older who has born and raised in Shasta County.
You got it.
And I remember that there's some of them that have been here, and they're in their hundreds, and That's always a fun. I used to join with the Sore Optimist and help serve that.
It's amazing because I go and give a little spiel and welcome to the fairgrounds, and they do a little competition about who has, you know, how many grandkids and see who can win, and then who's lived in Shasta County the longest and things like that. So it's amazing to see the generations and the history within the county.
And I'm thinking Zeddy Allridge has got to be close there.
Yeah.
As the longest. I know a couple of them have passed away over the last couple of years, but it's always interesting and great to walk around and I think I know they enjoy it because they've told me that's the only time they see all of the others, you know, because they don't get around like they used to, and now they look forward to this every year because they get to visit with all of the other people that are in, you know, their peer group.
Exactly. It's a great event that the Sore Optimist puts on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I think Supervisor Dave Kehoe usually is the master of ceremonies.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's doing it this year.
Yeah, I know he has many times. Of course, he qualifies because I think he was born and raised in Shasta County, and I'm pretty sure he's over 50. So he can be one of the ones being honored.
Yes.
So, okay, so then we move to, well, let's take a break. And then we'll come back and finish the other days and point out some of the other highlights.
Perfect.
Fair next week in South County.
KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry.
Advance tickets are on sale now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's Blue Jean kind of night with three nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. You're confused. You're going, it's not Thursday. I'm hearing Trish Clark. What's that about? Carl and Linda are on a well-deserved vacation. I'm filling in this week, Monday through Thursday. So you're going to be getting me till my regular time on Thursday. Hope you're enjoying the presentations that we're having this week. If you'd like to be a part of that, go into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. I'd like to hear from some of you and know that you're out there listening. I'm joined in the studio this morning by Kirby Spencer, Shasta District Fair Manager. And, you know, remind you that the Shasta District Fair is a district fair. It is not Shasta County Fair. That's up in
MacArthur.
And that's always kind of confusing, but it's down in the city of Anderson. It's the big fair every year, not to distinguish, but that the Shasta District or Shasta County Fair, great opportunity later in the year, and it's always a fun time.
Yes, that's true.
So we're looking at next Wednesday, the opening of the fair. We've kind of been moving through the days and we're down to Friday and kind of talking a little bit more about what's happening on Friday, Kirby.
So Friday, of course, we have some livestock shows going on throughout the day. If you want more information on that, you can go to our website at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com and click on the livestock schedule. But a few things I do want to point out that are happening throughout each of these days is one thing is a kid celebration. It's a family game show. And I saw this at a convention I went to, and it's super interactive with the families. So they pull parents and children up on stage, and they can play games with each other. So it's a family game show.
Oh, fun.
So I'm excited to see how that is with the crowd. We also have trivia on one of our stages that they have at Wind River Casino normally. So they're bringing that to the fair for the week. So we're excited to test that out also.
Fantastic. And I noticed on Friday we have a competitive chili contest.
That's right. If you want to be a taste tester and a judger, you can come on down.
Oh, God. You know, we just had the Elks RV Club has a big chili cook-off up in McLeod. We had that last weekend.
I saw that. How was it?
It was cold.
Yeah.
But it, you know, God is good. It rained when it could, in the evenings and at night, and we actually never got any of the events rained out.
Perfect.
During the time we were cooking the chili, it was stormy, and it seemed like everybody kind of disappeared. Us chili cookers were having a bit of a hard time keeping the flame hot and keeping it, you know, cooking because it was windy and cold. And it was like when it was time to test the chili, And the sun came out a little bit, and people came out of the woodwork. I don't know where they'd been hiding, and we had lots of people
good
to do the tasting. And it's always a fun weekend.
Did you win?
No, I didn't win. But got great comments from the crowd, and have a, it's a fun time. It's a great time to get together. And we had 100 and some trailers up there, so that's a ton of people.
Yeah.
And we kind of have a good time for about 4 days.
Cool.
That's a lot of fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, and the chili cook-off is, of course, the whole brunt of that thing. But, in fact, I'll tell you who won the competition, former supervisor Pete Peters' wife.
Oh.
First entry, and his wife actually won the first time they'd entered, first time they'd gone to the chili cook-off.
Well, perfect. They'll be back, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, move to Saturday.
Yes, our big day, what the fair is all about, our junior livestock auction. 8 a.m. Saturday morning.
Thank you. Because for years, when I was growing up, the fair was an ag-oriented fair, and the 4-H FFA stuff was the centerpiece. Over time, that got pushed to the back of the lot, and it was a commercial, let's sell RVs and taffy fair and knickknacks and Vegematics and whatever else. I'm glad to see an emphasis being put back on our county heritage of agriculture. Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, I was born and raised in 4-H and FFA, so I understand, you know, what these kids go through, and I think it's amazing. It teaches them life skills. It teaches them agriculture, finances, because they have to come up with the funds to pay for their animals and continue.
And it's not something you go into lightly.
No, it's not.
Ongoing and what have you. I remember many years ago, John Walsh passed away a couple of years ago, but he was very big involved in the community. And when I was on the city council down there, he said, Trish, I need you to help me do a little thing at the fair. And he said, it'll just take a few minutes each morning, and we're going to judge the stalls.
Yes, clean stall judging. We still do that today.
That's not a little thing. And it's not a few minutes. After the first day, I said, oh, John, I think you got me into something, because we were there for a couple hours every morning.
Yep.
And it was challenging, and you just, some of those little kids, I really felt bad if their stall wasn't really up to par and you had to kind of downgrade them a little bit. But yeah, that's a time commitment.
Yes, it is.
But so important to move around the stalls, and as I agree with Bob, to me, that's where it's at. It's all about, and Shasta County has such a rich heritage in cattle grazing. Specifically,
yep.
And agriculture.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad to see it showcased at
yes.
the fair.
Yes, I'm excited to see our entry numbers go up. Like I said, we have 489 this year.
Wow.
So
that's
we're increasing.
Great.
Yeah.
Above ground pools and Ginsu knives are all well and good, but I go there to see the critters.
Yep.
Yeah. And again, the first day I think is the best for, because the agriculture is in, we have a lot of baked goods, a lot of plants, a lot of those kind of demonstrations. And the first day is really the best for that, because they've been judged. And by Saturday, some of that stuff's looking pretty sad.
Oh, the cakes are falling sideways. And
especially when we're looking forward to some interesting temperatures. But that's all right. Take your spritzer. Take a little fan.
Absolutely.
There's lots of air-conditioned buildings now that you can move in and out of and stay cool and have an icy and take a spritzer bottle. And you can do it fine. It's fun.
Yes, you can. Yep.
I've maintained that North State summers weed out the unfit.
That's true. It is what it is. You live in Shasta County.
Yep.
So you dress for it. I highly recommend those what they call them.
The neck wraps
and the cloths that you can buy at all the sporting goods stores and everything, and you wet those and put them over your shoulder, yep. and you're good to go.
I wear those during fair.
Absolutely. That's I remember last year when I went to my grandson's fair down in Amador County, and it was a bit of a challenge. Jackson has a temperature kind of like, you know, the Amador County gets kind of warm like we do, and theirs is the end of July. And so it's right in the midst of, oh, my goodness, it's warm. But, boy, I put my scarf on when I left the motorhome and have it on all day long and get cool water wherever. And you can do a lot of things if you can keep your shoulders and your neck cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I highly recommend that to all you people. Go out and don't miss what's going to be happening. One time a year down at the Shasta District Fair, we've got everything from great entertainment every night, stuff for the kids, Dollar Day on Wednesday, Senior Day on Thursday, Cattleman's Day on Friday, and Livestock Day on Saturday. So tons of stuff going on. Big entertainment on Friday night. Love and Theft, a great band, and George Strait tribute on Friday night.
Yeah.
Something to see every night and every day.
And a question. End of an era, of course, with the demise of the horse racing viewing facility.
Yes.
Are they going to turn that back into something useful now? Because it was kind of languishing for years. It was an art. It was where all the artwork went.
Right,
what's going to happen
right.
to that building now?
We're going to give it a little facelift once we get the funds to do it. Because as you know, we got cut from the state of California's budget many years ago. So.
Yes. Along with everybody else.
Yeah.
That's unfortunately why we had to close the satellite wagering, was because it was losing money. So the plan is to give it a little facelift and then turn it into another rental.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know, Kirby, let's take a minute to talk just about that as a finish up here, because the funding is, we're not in the state budget anymore, and so there's a local group called the Friends of the Shasta County District Fair that do fundraising all year long.
Mm-hmm.
I invite you, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, when you see these advertisements for this dinner or that dinner to raise funds, recognize that when we're doing local fundraising like that, it all stays right here local, right in your community to create things for you and take care of the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Absolutely. I've heard several rumors within the last few months, actually, that people think if they donate to us, the Friends of the Shasta District Fair, that the money goes back into the general fund of the state of California, and that is absolutely incorrect. It stays within Shasta County, and it actually stays within the Shasta District Fair. So it goes within our nonprofit, and then we can use it towards the deferred maintenance of the fairgrounds.
So if you want to, I mean, if you haven't been, and it's hard to believe, but I know that there are people listening to me that don't even know where the Shasta District Fairgrounds is.
Yes.
And it's down on Highway 273 in the city of Anderson, and it's well-maintained. But if we want to continue to see that maintained and upgraded on a regular basis, we need to, as a community, support these events that happen. And they're always fun. I mean, we have great dinners and entertainment, fun things to go to. I invite you to take part in that and be sure that you've got it on your calendar and are doing the fair next week. Thanks so much, Kirby, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And coming up on 8 o'clock, news is brought to you on AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is said to be considering firing the special counsel in the Russia investigation.
A close friend of the president said Mr. Trump is weighing the option of terminating special counsel Robert Mueller. Chris Ruddy, who was at the White House on Monday, also told the PBS NewsHour he thought it would be a mistake for the president to do so. Press Secretary Sean Spicer said Ruddy never spoke to the president regarding this issue. Ruddy's comments come as Trump supporters have begun questioning Mueller's impartiality. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions sent to be fielding questions today from some of his former colleagues on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Some lawmakers, like Senator Angus King, who told NBC's Today Show it would be a mistake for the president to fire his special counsel.
This is an administration that keeps saying they want to get this over with. They want to put it behind them. And if they want to put it behind them, the best way is to let the investigation, to cooperate in the investigation, and let it take its course.
They will also ask about his decision to recuse himself from an investigation into possible ties between Moscow and associates of the president. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says that North Korea has released Otto Warm Beer, an American who was serving a 15-year prison term with hard labor for alleged anti-state acts, which amounted to him trying to steal a propaganda poster. Two inmates on the loose in Georgia today after killing two prison guards during a bus transport. Authorities say the two inmates had been serving time for armed robbery. President Trump will be touring a technical school in Wisconsin today as part of his push to boost jobs by increasing apprenticeships.
There are millions of good jobs that lead to great careers, jobs that do not require a four-year degree or the massive debt that often comes with those four-year degrees and even two-year degrees.
And the president says the learn and earn arrangements are going to be what he calls a big, big factor in his effort to add jobs that employers are having a hard time filling. More from townhall.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-305-8080. That's 800-305-8080. 800-305-8080. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The next time you book a ride through the Lyft app, you may find yourself riding in a Jaguar or a Land Rover.
The British company behind the two iconic car brands is investing $25 million in Lyft to help the ride-hailing business expand and develop technologies. As part of the investment, Jaguar Land Rover has agreed to supply a fleet of its vehicles. The investment is from InMotion Ventures. That's a unit of Jaguar Land Rover focusing on autonomous cars and other technology.
As correspondent Rich Thomason. Jurors in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial want to hear more of his deposition testimony from the accuser's lawsuit when they resume their deliberations. Cosby chose not to testify as the defense opened yesterday, and the defense put, in fact, just 6 minutes' worth of testimony up from a detective before closing their arguments, but the jurors say they want to hear more. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports just two models of the 2017 midsize SUVs received a high rating when it comes to headlights.
The 2017 Volvo XC60 and the 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe were rated the best for headlight safety with a rating of good. But the sport version of the Santa Fe was rated poor. Researchers say it uses a different type of headlight that causes too much glare for oncoming drivers.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. The European Union is moving ahead with new rules. It could force a key financial market to leave London once the Britain exit talks with the continent are over. The European Commission proposed today to tighten its oversight of companies that clear euro-dominated derivatives, a market currently dominated by UK-based firms. The draft regulations would force any firm considered important to the EU financial system to accept direct oversight from the bloc and, if requested, relocate to within the EU. More from townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And you're not confused, and you haven't missed two or three days. It's not Thursday. It's only Tuesday. And this is Trish Clark. Carl and Linda are on a well-deserved vacation. I'm sitting in this week, so I'm going to confuse you every morning when you go on. My goodness, there's Trish. It can't be Thursday. But it is. It's Tuesday, and it will be Thursday before we're done. 61 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 85, a low of 57. On Wednesday, we still have a couple of days to get some of that outside yard work done before we get slammed with the 107s. Wednesday, 90 and a low of 61. Thursday, only 92 and a low of 61. By Friday, we're looking right up there at 98, 99, and on Saturday, 102, 106, thereabouts. All kinds of predictions across the board, but it's going to get hot, and it's going to stay hot all the way through next week.
Chester Lake is still only 9 feet down.
I know, and you know, you look at the river as you cross it, and they're not letting a lot of water out.
No.
That's good. It's kind of the low spots are there. And
well, one of the reasons for that, we get the benefit from it, is that everything that goes into Oroville is going right back out while they repair the thing.
Well, they try to repair the thing.
Yeah.
That's a whole conversation.
Boy, they were blowing up the spillway, you know, to bust up the concrete, and it's a mess. And your tax dollars at work. Why couldn't they fix it right the first time? Anyway.
Yeah. Well, and if they had done the repairs that were recommended, I'm going to say probably 15 years ago when I was on the water board that made those recommendations that, you know, you really ought to be looking at that. And if they'd have made those repairs then, it would have been like a tenth of the cost and the destruction would have been. Oh, gosh, hindsight is great. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, My next guess, this is going to be, we're just right on the top of things here. I think we need a drum roll.
Interesting times.
This should be interesting talk. Welcome, Doug Wright.
Good morning. Thanks, Trish.
You put a really interesting little tidbit on my Facebook yesterday, included me in a thing that said you were going to be talking about the firing of Chief Poletti. And I went, whoa, turns out that really happened.
Yeah, that's what's happened. And as you can see, I'm dressed in all black today.
I see that.
I'm in mourning, actually. I'm suffering the loss of our fair city's ability to make a rational decision. It's been, you know, the hits keep coming. It's decision after decision that just seem to leave the community puzzled as to what exactly is going on. It's, you know, it's frustrating.
Well, I surprise. I have only, as I constantly say, kind of a disclaimer. I don't live in the city of Reading. I don't vote here, and I'm involved and pay way more attention to the city I do live in Anderson. However, I've had interactions with the chief ever since he's been here. Certainly appears to me that he was doing everything within his power to provide for the safety of the citizens of Reading with what he can do with the funds he has to operate with.
That's exactly it. You know, I've known Rob since he's been here. We've worked with him, whether it's in the private sector with, you know, private code enforcement through lawsuits. He's been very helpful in that regard. He's been very helpful with the Chamber of Commerce when I was on the board of directors there and chairman of the board. You know, he responded immediately to anything that we had problems with. And, you know, it's frustrating for us and for him, I know, because you're right. His hands were tied. He oftentimes would take the blame unfairly for things that were out of his control. And I think that that's, you know, sort of what has resulted in his demise. You know?
Do you know, we unfortunately are all in the North State, or the rest of the state, we're suffering from the decisions made at the state level. And nothing good has happened in the distant past or for the past 10 or 15 years that has done anything to help the local communities. So it really much falls to the local elected officials to do the best they can and prioritize and put the money where it's needed.
Yep.
I continually refer back to what I say is the attitude of this city council about what the citizens think and believe is the whole thing with that open time period in their meetings.
Irrelevant.
We don't want to listen to you, and therefore you're at the end of the meeting, and that kind of sent a message that reverberates through this town is we don't care what you think.
It seems to be...
You need a timeout.
That's certainly the perception. And, you know, unfortunately, perception's reality. And
what we must deal with is elected officials, I can assure you.
Yeah, there's three things happening here. I think you got city council, you have Chief Poletti, and you have the community. And Chief Poletti has been incredibly transparent with information that he has, crime statistics, trends, what's happening in our community, a lot of times for the worst, because we're seeing numbers that have been off the charts, especially with property crime and drug abuse and those types of issues. The community is certainly experiencing that. So they're recognizing the information on with Chief Poletti and with the community. They're on the same page.
And let's, your headphones on? Okay, let's
go to the phones. We're going to take the phone, Terry.
Terry, I know you have not always seen eye to eye with the chief, but go ahead.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true, Bob. Actually, we got along quite well. Had a lot of good conversations. You have to remember that we liked each other because we're Italian and we both spit and talk loud. So the thing is that, no, that's not the case at all. When we didn't disagree on things, we may have not disagreed things publicly, but privately, believe me, this man has become the borough of what's happened in the county and the city. In the corporate world, there's a thing called a borough. What happens is all the stuff that goes bad, everything that could go bad, gets thrown onto one person to show the blame being right there. This was the real problem. And Rob Poletti ended up being the borough for city council and the board of supervisors.
Yeah.
And one last thing, too. I know that Leonard Modi had made the comment to Kayla Brown and Red Smith saying basically there's a lot of people who want to have things change and grow in Reading and in Shasta County, but there's those of us who don't want those things to change or to grow. We want it to stay just the way it is.
Well, certainly if inaction can accomplish that, he has fulfilled that role in the terms that I've seen him around.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but Take Back Reading, which is a different group than many of the other groups, and what I'm finding is that a lot of people are kind of uniting together, maybe even people that may not have been on the same side before, certainly on the same side now, with a lot of the issues we face with the state and with the city. But the night after the recall, Tuesday night, they did the recall. Wednesday morning, by then, Ball had 1,000 hits, 1,000 on his Facebook page for Take Back Reading, and they did a mock, sort of a mock poll on who would want to recall and who would vote for a recall, and it was something like 750-35.
Wow.
So let's not see, there's a lot of things, oh, this is hard, it's never been done before. There's a lot of things that are happening now in America and in this state and everywhere that has never been done before.
True.
And really and truly, when you get that kind of, it's just like Measure D. I mean, Rocky Slaughter spent, what, $40,000, $50,000? They did rallies, they did this, they did that, they did signs, they had T-shirts, they did you name it, they did it, and the people still killed them on it by 67%. And the reason they did is because they didn't trust the city council and they don't trust the leadership. And right now they don't trust the leadership. So I wouldn't be surprised, and I certainly wouldn't poo-poo at this point, that recall effort.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't either. I just said that, I don't know whether you heard me earlier, Terry, I questioned the choice of, if you're going to recall, why those two specifically? There would have been another one that I would have included in that based on expectation and delivery.
That other one you're talking about is someone who there has been polls on that one. The polls on that particular person are, I would say, 200 to 300 to 1 on wanting to recall that particular person.
Yeah.
However, there might be some pliability there. There's also a lot of money there, and unfortunately, folks, we live in a state where money means a lot. But you know, the real deal is, with the unfunded liability we have, with the debt we have in the city, with the positions we have of just all the crazy things that are going on, if we've got to spend money for a special election, we're probably going to save millions of dollars.
There you go. Thanks, Terry, very much.
You bet.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back.
Sun to work for you since 2003. And now Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete 2 advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system, and Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
I wanna rock! Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical, Rock of Ages! Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more! Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877, or cascadetheater.org!
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
And 818 KCNR 1460. We'll be back to the show in just a moment. But in case you missed the weather report, brace yourself. We are looking at triple digits as we hit the weekend, and it is going to be well into the triple digits. Some forecasts are calling for 110 on Monday. Ouch. That means right now, before they get completely full up, you're going to want to call Alliance Heating and Air to get your cooling system up to snuff. They have been serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service for all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. When it comes to warranties and guarantees, 7 days a week and 24-hour service, you can't do better than Alliance Heating and Air. They took care of my heating and air system. They can take care of yours as well. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
All right, and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. It is Tuesday. This is Trish Clark. I'm hosting this week for Carl and Linda, who are having a well-deserved vacation. And here we are right on top of the breaking news. They're in Alaska, and it's a lot cooler there than it's going to be here, I'm to tell you. If you want to get involved in this conversation, give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. And I have Doug Wright in the studio with us here, and let's continue with the conversation.
You know, well, Terry's phone call, he was right on the mark. You know, that the borough is exactly what this is. It's also known as scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happened here. You know, it's really unfortunate that this has happened to Rob. You know, the city's not better off for this decision.
Do you know the issues that law enforcement in these communities are dealing with? And we're so fortunate because the city and the county and the city of Anderson, our chiefs and the sheriff work closely together to make the best of a bad situation with all of this, the legislation that has been passed over the last several years, that impact the jail population, probation, all of the things that make it very difficult for the police can arrest all the bad guys when you've got no place to lock them up and no public defenders and no district attorneys and all of those things that go into it to make the system work to fruition. You catch the bad guys and they're back on the street before you can write the report.
Well, and despite all that, Rob had the support of the rank and file.
Absolutely.
You know, all of the guys that I know that work on the force, they loved him.
Yeah. We have another call. Let's go to the phone. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Trish. I'm always happy to hear you.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I had some thoughts. You know, say the recall goes through and we get us two people we desire on there, and next election we get a third person. Okay, we've got three votes on the city council. But, you know, we've got a problem of attracting ne'er-do-wells, transients, and it seems to me that there ought to be some avenue, and I'm going to put you in charge of this, Trish. I'm going to let you take this over.
Okay, Nick.
To go to the county and tell them, hey, we don't want to give them all these benefits. You know, don't we have some say-so about it? I was hoping Rob was going to be on so he could tell me again how many different social programs we give to people. You know, shouldn't we be able to say, hey, we don't want to give them this money for their dogs. We don't want to give them phones. We don't want to give them this and that. What do you think about that thought?
Well, I think that it's unfortunate that certainly at the county level that your board of supervisors here in Shasta County has so little control of the budget. When I left the board of supervisors some 10 years ago, I can't believe how time flies when you're having fun, but we really had less than 6% control, discretion over our budget.
Yeah, the state says thou shalt.
They say thou shalt, and you do, and then they pay you.
I guess we need to start to get the state of Jefferson going so we can make our own rules.
Well, you know, see, now, I know, you just make Bob Belanchi just go ballistic when you do that. There's a lot about that movement that people don't understand. They assume that if you're going to start a new state, you're going to do it exactly the way the state of California is, and therefore you're not going to have enough money for the budget. What you have to understand is that if you build a new state, you get to include those things you're going to do and those things you're not. And you don't have to have all those welfare programs, and you don't have to have all those feel-good things. You can make up your own rules. That's why a good state, a new state, is a good idea.
Well, heck yes, and you could have a tent city, and you could feed them vegetarian sandwiches. And you could make life uncomfortable to where they wanted to live in California.
There you go, and we can get them to all go where there's benefits available. Thanks very much, Nick.
Well, you know,
you're absolutely right.
We should have more say so about the programs. You know, my wife and I were in Tehama County Saturday, and I took her for a ride up Walnut Street and the next street over the old mansions, and we drove through Old Town Red Bluff.
Uh-huh.
Grant you, we didn't go down around Walmart and down in there, but you know what? We didn't see one homeless. Now, what would you attribute that to? The only thing I can think of, not even one little adult on a children's bike. We didn't, you know, the only thing I can attribute that to is the benefits that attract them.
There's no question about that, and City of Reading is the hub up here. It is the county seat, and there's no question that the word is out across the United States that it's a good place to come to get stuff.
Well, if so, the state says Shasta County has to give those benefits, how come Tehama County doesn't?
It's based on population, and it's based on the ability and what have you, and lots of stuff, Nick, and certainly decisions made by your current Board of Supervisors and the Reading City Council, because there are ways that you can choose not to do everything they're doing.
And I've got great news for you right now this morning. I look outside, and I don't see one vapor trail from horizon to horizon. Have a great day.
Have a great day, Nick. Nick has the ability to push all of Bob's buttons.
Obviously. I am married to a meteorologist who is in the business of weather forecasting, who actually went to school about how the atmosphere works, so I'll just leave it at that.
And I hear you. And I was married the good portion of my life to a pilot, and I have to tell you that I have a hard time getting my mind around the fact that you can get all of these pilots with children and grandchildren and people they love scattered all over the United States, and that they're going to go up and start poisoning everybody below them. I just can't get my hands around that. No matter how hard I try, what do you think, Doug?
Well, it's pure comedy, if you ask me.
Exactly.
You know, I mean,
kind of like global warming.
Of all these conspiracies that are out there, you'd think that at some point in some time, with all the people that would have to participate in that activity, that somebody would leak something that would prove it, and they never have because it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I can't go there, and I don't even discuss it with people. I just look at them and go, well, you have to believe what you have to believe. I'm not going there. I can't get my hands around that. Like you say, somebody would have to do it. I just to jump into that global warming thing, I noticed that some named renowned scientist just jumped ship and is spouting off and saying it's all a hoax. And gosh, like we didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it's a profit-driven machine is what it is.
It is.
Well, it's profit-driven, and the end game is to collapse the U.S. economy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they're going well with that. But let's jump back to what Nick just said about the programs. The homeless population and all of that in the city is being dictated. Let me jump back. The county and the city can do some positive things to make the difference. And the way they do that is through their building departments and their resource departments.
Exactly.
I've said it. It was my mantra for 16 years on the Board of Supervisors. The choices we have is to create jobs to turn those people's lives around. We do that through having an attitude of how we can make you successful as to how can we get in your way to make this difficult.
Well, and that extends in so many directions. If you put the sign up open for business.
Yes.
In Shasta County, City of Reading, and really do make it friendly for business to come here, because it's not. And anybody that says that it is fooling themselves.
That's right.
Everybody's going to be better off. People say we need more sales tax. Well, guess what? If you have 7.25, which is where we're at now, 7.25% of $2,000 is a lot more than 9.25 of $1,000. So if
right.
we open the economy, we don't need more sales tax percentage. We'll have more sales tax simply by the fact that we're making more money.
And the city of Anderson is a perfect example
yep.
of that. You know, they did get their sales tax increase because the citizens in Anderson, we trust our city council and the city bureaucracy
yep.
to do what they said they do, and they have.
Yep.
But look at the big businesses that have come into the city of Anderson, and one of those big B&B RV, Camper World, huge difference in the amount of sales tax. That gives you the money to supply your police department, the public safety, those things that you're interested in. You cannot continue to try to provide programs for all of these poor people and expect that somehow things are going to turn around someplace down the line.
Yep.
Enabling that bad behavior doesn't make a difference, but figuring out a way to put in a company that can put part of those people who are willing to go to work to work is going to make a huge difference.
Well, and two stories that were recently in the news, look at the food truck court in Reading.
Going in the city of Anderson and opening up in the Anderson River Park.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of collateral issues involved with that. I mean, it's not necessarily the city of Reading that was the issue. There's protesters with ABC, but look what the city of Anderson did as their approach. What can we do to get you here?
Right.
And look what happened with Emerald Green with out at Stillwater. What can we do to get you out of here?
Exactly. And now they're going to Red Bluff.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you many businesses, the Shasta Gas Propane, couldn't wait to get incorporated into the city of Anderson and get out of the county jurisdiction.
Yeah.
It took them forever and ever to get through the process in the county trying to start his business down there that he moved from Reading, by the way. As soon as he got into the city of Anderson, in a heartbeat, they got it handled. This is an attitude. I've dealt with the attitude, and city of Anderson was not always like that. I started my career in the city of Anderson with a planning director who had that same mentality of, I have the power to make your life difficult, and I'm going to use it. And
yeah.
and that, I complained about that. It's been all turned around down there, and now they go knock themselves out to try to make things great.
Yeah.
From the chat room, Anonymous 8000. By the way, folks, phone calls work better. What role/authority does the guest hold with the city of Reading?
Well, I know about you, Doug.
I'm a private attorney.
He's a private attorney, a citizen speaking out. Has that opportunity to have an opinion, and we applaud that. I'll take a step further, Doug, because you are a private attorney.
Correct.
And your livelihood is dependent upon people who come to you and trust you to hire you for your services.
Yep.
A lot of guys in business won't have the guts to stand up and be heard, and I applaud Doug for doing
well,
that.
Well, you know, there's been blowback. I've dealt with a lot of repercussion politically.
Bet you have.
I don't care. You know, a comment from a city official one time was they didn't like what I was saying. They said, you know, I thought I would just go out and take you out at the knees. And I looked at that person and I thought, I'm a lawyer. What are you going to do to me? You better hope I don't start investigating you because
yeah.
you will pay the price.
Yeah, but you know, the interesting part, I can remember as a candidate, as a politician, when election time, you'd go around to people who, oh, Trish, I think you're going to make a great supervisor. And you'd ask them to put a sign in their window and they'd say, oh, yeah, no, I don't want to take a position because I might offend those that don't support you. I got to tell you that was not a business I frequented after that. I would have been fine if they'd have put a sign up for my opponent.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have held that against them. But when you refuse to be a part of your community based on your income, it puts a bad taste in my mouth. And we're going to take a break now, and we'll be back with more conversation.
Yes, Pressure Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue, 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me.
There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best-equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Here's some energy savings tips from REU, Reading's electric utility. Air conditioning is a significant part of your electricity cost in the summer. Setting your thermostat to 78 degrees maintains good balance between comfort and energy use. But did you know you can save up to 10% on your cooling costs for every 2 degrees you raise your thermostat? For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Two, uno.
And at 8:35, KCNR 1460, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, our firearms dealer of choice. They're located at 2539 Larkspur Lane. And if you want to go find a new long gun or pistol, have some gunsmith work done, or buy some ammo, John Bastiani is your guy. He prides himself on customer service, always having what you need in stock and at fair prices. That's Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. This is Trish Clark. And just a quick note that I've got tickets here that were given to us yesterday from Shasta College. And there's a great performance coming up by Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. And that starts at on Friday, July 7th, and runs off and on through July 23rd, and I have tickets available for anyone who calls. We'll give you however many tickets you'd like, 2 to 4, and if you'd like to call up and take advantage of that, we'll certainly entertain that. And we now will go to the phones with our guest, Doug Wright, and talk to Billy Bob. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Always good to hear from you, Billy Bob.
Okay, let's try it again.
Let's try that again.
Billy Bob?
All right, let's try that. Billy Bob, you there, sir?
Yes.
Pull the
Good
string
morning.
Tight.
Good morning, Trish. You're doing a fabulous job.
Thank you, sir.
As usual. And again, your interesting program today has prompted my call. And Doug Bragg, you're so correct in your comments according to the police chief.
Thank you.
And I want to know, simple question, what prompted Barry Tippin to do this? It wasn't on his own volition. I know it. I know Barry personally, and I know he didn't make this decision on his own, and that would have been stupid for him to take 3 days into his tenure and make a decision as controversial as this is. And again, the rank and file and the police, I'm sure, are not happy. Secondly, how much money is it going to cost us to get a replacement for such a wonderful captain that we, or chief that we had? And we're not going to get anybody as good as Paletti. So anyway, I just wonder what caused that decision, and I'm sure the city council that just put a bug in Tippin's ear, because he's the do boy now for him. He'll do anything they want him to do. So anyway, I'll let you guys go. Great show.
Thanks, Billy Bob. Appreciate it. Any comments about that? I got a boy. You look back and all the little articles with out of sight, out of mind when the last city manager was leaving and saying that yes, he knew that was true, that he was looking for another job and no comment and all of that.
Mm-hmm. There have been calls in the past, and somebody just mentioned this in the chat room. Is it time to shift our style of city government from the council
strong mayor
to a mayor with advisory board form of city government?
Well, and ideally, if you do that, you get someone that is good, that won't be subject to the pressure from outside, which is, from my understanding, what happened here.
Well, and here's the deal. Way back, those of you who've been around Reading for a long time remember Mayor Nancy Buffum, and she ended up in with some serious charges against her, and ended up actually doing some time based on some charges about embezzlement of funds and what have you. But I'm here to tell you, and this is just a little hindsight and knowing. That was where Nancy was going, and she felt that it was time that we went away from the city manager form of government to a strong mayor government. And the city fathers that still are alive and well in city of Reading didn't think that was a good idea, and I will guarantee you they took her out. And that, to me, I've never seen anything other than that. My opinion is that she didn't do anything wrong, but they were going to put that to bed right there. They like the fact that they can control one person in the city council. It's pretty much irrelevant because they're figureheads. They don't make any money. They don't spend a lot of time. They're business people, and that they can control that one position of city manager. And he really calls the shots.
Yeah.
We knew that with Mike Warren. Not quite so evident and arrogant in Kurt Starman as it was in Mike Warren, but that's the fact.
That's true. You're right on the spot. It's a tail that wags a dog.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I personally think that the city of Reading is large enough that they really need to go to that strong mayor. I believe so strongly in our republic form of government. But it only works if, in fact, the people will stay involved.
Well, exactly. And that's what would make it work well.
That's right.
You know, it's that contingent that you discussed, the old set. That wanted to retain power and control, they're phasing out. Political winds have shifted, and we now have gale force winds coming the other way.
Let's hope that the citizens stay involved.
People are fed up. Dale Ball, Ange Watson, their crew, they've been doing their time with the city. They've been going to city council meetings. They have their thumb on the pulse of this city. They know exactly what's happening. That's exactly why they have so much support, because they're speaking the truth. People are fed up, and a strong mayor may very well be what we need to help voice that.
And it's not a complicated problem. You have to change from a general law to become a charter city and go with a strong mayor. Then the mayor runs for election as the mayor.
Correct.
For a 4-year term, is paid a salary, and actually runs the city with kind of like,
advisors.
And then the city council then actually runs, but they're held accountable as well, more so in that form of government. And then the city manager takes orders from the right now the city manager has a lot of control. As an example, city manager fires the police chief, works for him.
Yeah, and that's his jurisdiction. He has that call.
Now, I'm guessing that Billy Bob may have hit on something there.
He did.
I don't think that Barry Tippin just woke up one morning and said, I'm getting rid of that guy.
He did not.
So that had to be in the works for a while.
It was.
Probably why Chief Paletti was out looking for a job a while back. And Chief Paletti is supposed to be my guest tomorrow at the 8 o'clock hour. I'm hoping he'll get in touch with me and let me know whether that's going to happen, because I'd sure like to hear the other side of that.
If I was a betting man, I would say that at some point we will have Rob on. He may want to wait for the dust to settle.
Yeah.
And the raw cut to kind of heal up a bit. That's just my guess. He may come in here
loaded to bear. You never know.
Loaded for bear as Citizen Paletti.
There you go.
I'd like to.
I hope you would. And Rob, if you're out there listening or somebody, please let me know. That would be great because we'd love to have you on and get your side of this whole thing.
Yeah. And, I love Rob. I don't know that he would come in and blast the city. You know, that's not really his style. He's honest with you.
But he could give his side of it. I think that, the decisions that they've had to make as police agencies up here are tough, and it's not going to get any better in the near future with the county's budget and the things that are happening with the sheriff department. And I have to always remind everybody that that's a whole system that has to be put in place at the county level. It doesn't do a lot of good. I mean, it doesn't solve all the problems by just shoring up the city of Reading or the city of Anderson Police Department or the Sheriff's Department if you don't fix the rest of the system, i.e. Yep. the Public Defender's Office and the District Attorney's Office and the courts and all of those things. If you don't have court space available to try these criminals and put them in facilities, arresting them just is the first piece.
It's intake. That's all it is.
Yeah. And it's very frustrating. I admire the people that are wearing the blue out there. I just our public safety officers are very important.
Yeah.
So, Doug, Billy Bob brought up some interesting things. I think Barry Tippin, boy. It'd be interesting to speak with him.
We met with him last week at the Chamber Political Action Committee, and he's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He is, and you can tell that he's genuinely excited about the job. This is the pinnacle of his career. He's city manager. Mm-hmm. That's a big acknowledgement of what you've done in life. We'll see what happens. I know that they have a 6-month window for a plan, and then a 12-month window, and we'll see what the vision is going to be. I'm not sure that there is one right now.
Carl brought up an interesting point, though. We're talking $210,000 plus a few other perks per year, and he says he plans to be there for 6 years. What are we going to get for our $1.5 million?
Well, and Carl brought up an excellent point. I've done some hiring of those kind of positions, county administrative officers, city managers when I was in the city of Anderson. And I know that the criteria that you go through, and I've never been involved in a process like that where the hiring body, i.e. the board or the city council, did not have a checklist, a this is what we have as by way of expectation of the person we're going to hire. How do you play into that, and how do you answer these questions?
Well, and you can better believe that happens in the private sector.
Well, I would think so. These are my expectations. How if you don't say these are the things we expect you to accomplish, how do you then judge them as to their performance as you go through the process in the next 6 months to a year to 6 years?
Performance goals are the
goals and
bare bones of any executive comp plan or hiring component. I mean, it just is.
Yeah, and with that, we'll take a break, and we'll be back for our final segment.
And it is 9:15 here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, it has jumped 5 degrees just in the last half hour, I should say. By the end of the week, we're into the triple digits. So this is the time of year when we change the slogan from "our customers are warm friends" to "it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer," because they are locally owned and operated. Shasta Gas Propane, they give senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane is a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
It's 5 o'clock,
Advance tickets are on sale now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's a blue jean kind of night with 3 nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay 3 times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low.
Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you are trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio, as it is each and every morning, brought to you by Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street, 247-1292. Lots of gifts for hard to buy for friends, as well as designer brands from Brighton and Miss Me. Also, they have beautiful candles and home decor. Come on downtown to Dandelion.
And welcome back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room, 1460.com, KCNR1460.com. Or give us a call if you've got a comment or an opinion about what we've been discussing, 605-4567. Been my pleasure to be chatting with Doug Wright this morning, a local attorney, citizen, willing to get out and get involved in his community. And I just have to remind everybody, we were talking in the break, we have an opportunity, I feel, in this country right now, from the very top presidency right down to our local level, to take back some things and make some changes. But we're going to have to start acting like we are the republic that was created to govern this country. And that means that we elect people to represent us and then we hold them accountable. That takes citizen involvement. Yep. It takes you getting off of your couch, registering to vote, and then actually going to the polls and voting. Give you the statistics again. You take 1,000 people overall. Of those, maybe 800 of them are eligible to be registered. Out of those 800, on a national average, maybe 400 of them are really registered. And of those 400, under 50% go to the polls and vote.
Yeah.
So you figure it out. You've got 800 people that could make the decision, and you got a couple hundred people doing all the work.
Yeah.
Until you all get involved and live up to your duty as a citizen, you can't complain too hard. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Yep.
That's my feel.
We control our own destiny.
We absolutely do. And so if you have some strong feelings about what's happening right now in Shasta County and in the city of Reading, then you need to get involved and fall on your sword on one side or the other. Don't be standing there saying, well, I don't want to get people irritated that might disagree with me. It might impact my business.
Yeah.
Trust me, it will impact your business if you don't get involved and help make some changes.
Well, an uncomfortability, which is what it would be, it'd be uncomfortable for you at first, ultimately becomes comfortable once you get through that phase. If you don't, then you'll always be uncomfortable and unhappy.
And I will tell you that I certainly have been one to never beat around the bush. I never, as an elected official, learned how to talk out of both sides of my mouth. Yeah. And I enjoy a reputation, I think, in this community. You may not always agree with me, but you know that I'm doing what I feel is right.
Well, and you know where you're at, too. That's the thing.
That's exactly right. Everybody, yeah. And it wasn't a mystery about how I felt about things. Yeah. So if you were going to vote for me, it was based on you knew of I had a track record of doing what I said I was going to do.
Yep.
If we can't ask any more of our elected officials.
No. And, you know, that's what their obligation and their charge is.
But we need to hold them accountable. You know, Doug, I'm always flabbergasted by people. We vote senators and assemblymen and people into office. And then ask a citizen, well, how do they vote on this? Or how do they vote on that? Or what's their position on this? A lot of times they don't even know who their representative is, and they absolutely have no idea how they voted in the last 2 years since you put them in office.
Yeah. Although, you know, if you ask people how Brian Daly votes, people probably know because he's done a lot of really good stuff and his staff's done a great job getting the message out that he is doing good things for us.
Yeah.
As much as he can in Sacramento.
Well, and his hands are tied. We talked about Brian a little early, and good friend of mine. I served with him on the Board of Supervisors and a lot of committees. He is doing a really good job for us.
Yeah. He is the model of what representation is.
And you know what? You can't have those representatives all the time if you get involved.
Yeah. Yep.
So where do we go from here? What do you think?
You know, one of the issues that's near and dear to my heart, which I think the listeners may appreciate too, is code enforcement locally. We want to clean up our neighborhoods. We want to have a better community. We have codes in place in this city that address those issues, a blighted house, a blighted building, broken signs, overgrown weeds, those types of broken down cars. Those issues are all addressed through our municipal codes. And if you have a neighbor that's creating problems for you, file a code complaint with the city. Home Depot and Lowe's are not our problem. The neighborhoods, the drug houses, the overgrown lots, the blighted buildings, that's our problem. Get out there and get in touch with the city. Use those resources. If you don't want to use the city, hire a lawyer. There's private rights of action where you can take a stand and have someone ordered by the court to clean it up. We are responsible for this as citizens of this community to clean it up, and let's do it.
And I hear people talk a lot of times, and they say, well, you call and you don't get a response. Trust me, call again. Have your neighbors call. Everybody call. Call 2-3 times a day. Put it on speed dial. Yep. Call, and the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Well, and if you submit a written complaint, it will be addressed. It will. I mean, if you just complain about it, it won't. If you call in, it might. But if you submit a written complaint, it will for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that, you know, we I've seen over and over again that people are just frustrated, but there is recourse.
Yes.
And, you know, anybody can call me anytime and I can direct you to exactly where you want to go, or just Google Reading Municipal Codes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff in there, a lot of rules that you probably never existed.
Exactly. And if there's, as you indicate, if you've got a neighbor that has weeds around that are impacting you, or they've got cars parked on their lawn that are not moving, a vehicle can only sit for so long without, you know, that isn't able to move. There's all kinds of codes that can take care of those problems that are irritating to you.
And when it's cleaned up, it instills a sense of pride and ownership. You know, think about when you clean up your house or your room or got things in order, how good that feels.
Exactly.
Can you imagine if we started redoing our neighborhoods and cleaning things up and like how much better we would feel about our town? You know, this town is really suffering a crisis in confidence, I think, at this point. That's one step that we can do on our own to help at least get that confidence back.
And areas that, you know, it's the theory that we have for years with graffiti. If there's graffiti and it's put up there and it's taken down immediately, then it doesn't grow. If you leave it there and then they add to it and it gets worse and worse, and pretty quick the whole area goes to tear. We always would go after the graffiti immediately so that it didn't get other people involved in doing the same kind of behavior.
Yeah. It's, you know, those guys that do that type of stuff don't like to work too hard. So if you keep making it difficult for them to finish their project, they're not going to come back again for another round.
That's exactly right. And certainly I think the things that we've done down in the city of Anderson to discourage the
onset of the homelessness, and we have some, but we don't encourage them to stay. We've had great working relationships with the private businesses, private property owners that give the police the authority to come on their private land and take care of those issues. There's all kinds of things you can do as a community if you stand up and do it as I keep preaching, get involved. I know so many people who just complain, but they don't do a thing to make a difference. And if you're not involved in the solution, then, you know, it can't happen with just a few.
That's right.
So tomorrow we're going to have the first hour between 7 and 8. My guest is going to be Chief Steve Lowe, Anderson Fire Protection District Chief down there. He's going to be telling us about some things that are happening with the fire department in the city of Anderson. And scheduled at 8 o'clock is Chief Rob Pelletti.
We will see.
We will see what that's going to be. Otherwise, we'll have an interesting show for you regardless of something.
We will take a lot of calls on the topic.
We maybe just talk about it, or we'll have some other people in the studio. But I'm glad to be sharing time with you this week. And if you've got something you'd like to talk about, I'm anxious for you to give us a call tomorrow at 605-4567. I will be with you till Thursday. Carl and Linda are enjoying their vacation, I'm sure. And I know Carl's missing all this action. He's going, oh, my gosh, all this breaking news, and I'm not there to talk about
it.
Doug, I can't thank you enough for coming in as a citizen and a local attorney and sharing with us this morning. And
yeah, thanks for having me in. I love coming in.
Okay, good. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Doug, real good to have your insights here.
Absolutely.
By the way, real quick, we've run your plug ad there, but what services do you offer to businesses and individuals, real quick?
Three things we focus on: estate planning, which is wills and trusts. We do probate, which we help families transfer property upon the death. And then also we do a lot of business law, which means that we help people from the beginning stages through all the complexities of California law. So
that perfect.
There you go, straight up.
Absolutely. In our population, we have the estate planning is great.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, you have yourself a great morning, everyone. The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Around, and I'll keep this world from
News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says he has seen no evidence of good cause to fire the special prosecutor overseeing the Russia investigation. The comment came in response to questions from Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen, citing news reports that President Donald Trump was already thinking about terminating Robert Mueller as special counsel. Rosenstein was testifying before senators today instead of his boss, Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The Attorney General is set to testify later today in a public hearing of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
The decision to testify in an open session rather than behind closed doors comes after Sessions himself said it was important for the public to hear the truth directly from